A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
I want to play a little tune for you, Dave, see if you can guess the band.
Riders on the Storm.
That's how I felt this morning driving in.
Riders on the Storm.
Like Jim Morrison?
Yeah, I did.
Into this house
it's foggy, my neck of the woods. The roads were wet. And everybody was driving like crazy. And I think part of the reason they were driving like crazy is because they couldn't see the lanes on the road. They couldn't see the striping on the road. You know how that fades?
Yeah.
One of the biggest complaints for many Utah drivers has been that we cannot see the lines on the road. We think this is important. And then I saw UDOT is doing a study, Dave. They're studying different types of paint to see which one holds up best in Utah's crazy weather.
Bless your soul. Bless your soul, UDOT.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Oh.
I used to be a striper.
Did you?
I used to paint these lines. I was mostly in, like, the parking lots of grocery stores. That's the lines that I painted. But I take this very seriously, and I notice it. I probably notice it way more than I should, but I know the importance of lines because as I'm driving, if I lose which lane I'm in because all these stripes have disappeared, then it's dangerous.
Okay. Let's bring John Gleason with the Utah Department of Transportation into the conversation. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Dave.
So I want you to have an ear to Dave's story. Tell us the story about driving on Beck Street when you can't see the lines at 6 o'clock in the morning while tootling into KSL News Radio.
Now, John, I don't know if you guys own Beck Street or not. I know I don't want to blame you for if this isn't your fault. Let's just assume it's not your fault. So let me just tell you, I'm driving
on
Beck Street, and I hit the stoplight, and for about 200 yards, there's not a soul that knows what lane they're in. Because there are no lines. There are no stripes. There are no lanes. It is just a free-for-all. And I don't feel terribly safe.
Well, and that's an issue that we're dealing with really across the state here. We're trying to improve the visibility and the durability of the striping. Because even on the freeway, you'll have areas where, you know, depending on where the sun is hitting or the type of weather that we're experiencing, you know, visibility can be obscured and it can be hard to see the lines. And that's why we're committing so many resources and so much time and effort to developing new techniques, new technology, new methods of putting down striping that are going to stand up to the Utah weather, the Utah winters, and the plows that go over them constantly, the amount of traffic that we have on the freeways and state roads. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. And it's something that we're working diligently on.
I was driving down to Orem last winter, John. The roads were clear from snow, but they were still wet. And on I-15, right around the point of the mountain, I lost all of the road striping, and so did everybody else. It was pretty clear nobody knew which lane to be in. And all I could think of was, why in the world do we not have paint that sticks on Utah roads? What's the problem been?
Well, there's a lot of factors, and one thing that people will bring up are the raised lane markings that they have in Arizona or California, warm weather states. Here in Utah, those raised markers wouldn't really work because they'd be sheared off by the snowplow blades. But we are actually working overnight right now through October. There's a contrast striping project that we have going in that area right now, Debbie, in the Lehigh area, the technology corridor area there, where we're placing black lines just following the white stripes that are already down. We put those in, this contrast striping in Salt Lake County between 90th South and Bangor Highway, and we've had so much positive feedback. People just saying that the lines are incredibly visible, that they just stick out. And so we're really encouraged by what we've seen, and we're putting that down in the technology corridor. There's two other states that have been working on this, and we've been working very closely with them, and they've had a lot of positive successes with it, and so we're excited for it. But as you mentioned, we're also testing out 100 different striping products up in the near the Tremonton area, because we always want to be on the cutting edge of anything that is developing, so that we have the latest and greatest technology and techniques that are going to withstand the winter and the amount of traffic that we see.
John, do you have enough resources? I know that striping can be expensive and time consuming, and you've got to shut down, lanes, a bunch of lanes to do it as well. But do you need more resources? Because I know you've got a million miles that you'd have to do, but it's one of those things that is difficult and as expensive as it can be, it's just crucial.
Well, we don't have quite a million miles just yet, Dave, but I'm glad you're offering your services. If we can get you out there with your brush for the striping, yes, we will take you.
You
up
can
on
have
that.
Him. You can have him.
Just after hours.
Right.
It really is. We are dedicated to finding solutions that work here in our weather and climate, and absolutely, it's something that we're constantly looking at and investigating ways to make our striping even more visible, because there are those areas that we need to improve on that, and we're putting a lot of effort into those improvements right now.
John, in the last 45 seconds, minute or so that we have left for your phone call, you said 100 different stripes that you're checking out on, like up north near the Tremonton area. That sounds like a lot of effort. How long will that take? And is anyone bubbling up as a favorite?
Well, as engineers, Not me personally, but as engineers, the people I work with, we need 3 years of data. We want to see how it survives through the winter months and with plows going over it. It's on I-84 just out of Tremonton area. So it's not a highly traveled area, but it does get more than 5,000 vehicles per day. So we want to see how it performs in those real life situations, and right now it's just too early to pick any kind of front runners, but we're testing out tape, paint, different components, and over the next 3 years we'll be going up and monitoring how they're performing, and so we'll invite the media and other folks up there to see how it's doing after our first winter here with it.
John, thanks for joining us. We're super out of time, but you can report potholes. Can you report bad lines?
Yes, absolutely. If you download our free the UDOT Click and Fix app, you can report any type of issues and we'll respond.
John Gleason, thanks for joining us with Utah Division of Transportation.
Are you happy now?
I do. I like that I can report because it does. We drive the same roads so often, and every Utahn does it, right? The way you commute, the way you drive to your house, you drive the same ways. So you will notice. You have the best insight to whether you have good lines or not.
I have a challenge for you. Since you live in Kaysville, you're closer to Tremonton, get with John, get the exact location of that striping project, and you need to drive up there and see if you like what they're doing up there, and then weigh in. And I'm going to hit I-15 in the Lehigh area to see if I appreciate the striping that's gone on down in the I-15 area, in the technology corridor, because that was crazy last winter when I was driving it. I'm not afraid of driving, but in that moment, I went like, can I take an Uber and let somebody else drive me down there? It got a little scary at times. Nobody knew where the lanes were.
There's a little part of me that says, listen, we don't need to find the greatest technology. Let's just paint it more often. If they disappear, just keep painting. Paint. Because the alternative is a disaster.
Straight ahead, it was the hot topic on the show yesterday. Older drivers and issues that we're seeing with them on the road after a 70-year-old man was caught by police finally driving with his lights off in the wrong lane in the wrong direction on Redwood Road yesterday. We're going to take a deep dive into what other states are doing when it comes to older drivers and their driver licenses, and then ask Senator Todd Weiler if Utah is going too easy on older drivers.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.